All right, welcome, Caddy. Glad to have you here today.
Thanks, Nami. Hi, everybody. Caddy here, and I'm an addict, certainly a compulsive eater, codependent, and many other traits that I found very challenging to live life, and all of those. It's not just one symptoms, there's many that brought me to this program of Alcoholic Anonymous, but specifically to the Big Book Awakening process. I'm not an alcoholic, and so for a long time I was doing the 12-step program or a 12-step program, using whatever literature and et cetera that's out there adapted for the other fellowships. And I had the great pleasure to be introduced to this process and how that really changed my life. And actually today, I'm working with somebody going through the steps, and today we started reading the book, and she had not read the book in that way before, and we're just reading through the prefaces. And there's already, like, as I go through the prefaces, I'm getting so much information. And so was she really surprised. And to be able to, for me, again, I just had a real sense of renewed enthusiasm. Not that I needed it, but for this book and what it's done for me. And very briefly, I'll go over my addiction journey. I think, some of the obvious traits with the food I noticed very early on in my life. Then there was the substance abuse. When I could start drinking and taking drugs, I did to self-soothe. And then some of the things I was never really aware of until really my, the recent past is a process addiction. So your ACA, codependency, whatnot, Al-Anon stuff. And still to this day, I wonder how I made it through life having so many dysfunctional habits, but also so very little what it seems like little functional stuff. And it's just astonishing. And so the more I grow, the more I become conscious, the more I wonder how the hell did I even make it here, which is always it very, very interesting. And I kind of went through various addiction depending on the time of my life. It was alcohol and drugs, and then just food, and then the process addictions. But things got seriously bad for me when my mom died, and it looked like the food was going to be the thing that I relied on pretty much to make it through life. The self-regulator. Basically, if anything was too much, I would eat to come down. If things were too low, I would eat to come back up. And especially when I stopped smoking, I stopped drinking, taking drugs some 10 years ago. And then after that, it looked like the functionality of my addiction with around food, which is actually overeating more than, ingredient related, more about, having a full belly, something that just helps me feel grounded in myself. And the more, I don't know, I guess when I look at it, it was scary because for me, at least once, it's brought me to a place where I thought I might do something to myself. And because of that, this is serious. Like if I, suffering enough with something that I don't know what to do to the point I might want to take myself out, for me, this is, there's an emergency there. So I take it very seriously, the fact that I have an addiction. Because this process, this 12-step program taught me that if I have this thing, I'm not going to be able to get out of it on my own power. And so I had to understand what does it mean. We use words like powerless and unmanageable, and it's just like, actually, what do these words mean? What does it actually mean? Like sometimes I even things support that I give to myself by saying I need to slow down. These are words like, what does it actually mean to slow down? Like, what does it look like? What does it involve? And so for me, there's a lot of that's kind of going on in my recovery. By the grace of God, I don't need to compulsively eat today, and there's lots of things that I don't need to do in my life today because of my relationship with this solution. And so coming to this process, I had already experienced some recovery in my life, but it was really unstable. It was really like kind of on and off, almost ad hoc, almost like it'd come in and it'd come out, and I didn't have really any sense of I was doing something or that I had any, I don't like using the word control here, obviously, but that I had any kind of sense of you know, predictability with it. It was really unpredictable, pretty much like my addiction, really. And yeah, and so I did the, I was in the rooms, in various rooms. And so coming to the BBA process, I was introduced to this idea of turning the statements into questions, which then personalized this program and the solution and gave me an entry to something that was completely new. Like, for instance, today, you know, I'm coming to do the share here and I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking, what shall I talk about? And every time I tried to think on it, my brain would just blank out. And so today, because of the recovery I have, because of the relationship I have with this program, and more importantly, the relationship I have with what I refer to as God, my higher power, like reality, I'm just thinking, okay, it will happen. And I can just trust that whatever is going to come out of this space hole is going to be okay. And it just is the way it is. And, you know, this past 2-3 years, I started talking very differently about what recovery is, what higher power is. And I'm mindful of doing that because obviously I want to be relatable to somebody who's never been to this program and to this process, especially. And I don't want to talk in a way that makes me unavailable, unrelatable. And so as much as possible, like with everything I do, I still try and keep it, speak of it through me, like who I am. And sometimes I swear and sometimes I say things that, you know, like, you know, words that probably not appropriate in all settings. But anyways, going back to this process, what I found was really magical for me is really a return to the basics. Like what I discovered even coming to this point, before coming to this process, is that I was fixing myself. I was looking for things to fix myself and behaviors, attitudes, things to do. You know, I needed to have something that I was doing that hopefully would take me out of my situation. So there's this idea that basically I could do something today to help me feel better for the rest of my life, like something that I could do now that then I would be okay. I was always looking for this, I would be okay. In the food, it was that extra spoon of whatever, that sense of feeling full that was going to get me to feel okay. If it was with the money related programs, and having more money was going to be what made me feel okay. It was always something. And actually, you know, more and more these days, it's about seeing that I really have to be present in the moment and understand what it is that I need in this moment. Like I was somebody, everything that happened in my childhood and the formative years, the developmental years, a lot of things have happened that made it so that I wasn't quite able to take care of myself. And, you know, as an adult, to realize that, you know, there's some issues with self-love. What does it mean? What is that? What does that look like? Some issues with self-esteem, and just starting to really look around and feel for everything that I say, and seeing how, you know, my words are the ones that are causing that bondage, that prison that I find myself, you know, kind of limited by, you know. And I'm aware, like, as soon as I start speaking of this thing, the topic just wants to expand so wide. And obviously there's a time limit on here, but, you know, I can't say everything because I'll be speaking for hours. And so it really is just for me, just being able to always circle back to what's important. And in the 12-step program, in the big book, what is made a point of is that circle and triangle, and, you know, what that means. And for me, really to understand that at any given time, I am either walking towards my higher power, towards the light, towards freedom, whatever, or the other way. And, you know, how can I make sure that I'm in good stead? Because if I'm trying to do something that relates to reality, my higher power, whatever, by virtue of me being trying to do it, that's not it. And so, and what I want to do is, thank you. Thanks, Terry. What I want to do is almost like live like I was as a child, just, you know, flowing through moment after moment, not being concerned with what I'm doing, what I'm saying, is it okay, is it not okay? And, you know, the nature of my dysfunction is by and large related to fear, right? My reaction to fear, the reaction that it has in my body, like the adrenaline, the whatever, that kind of chemistry that gets pumped through my body that kind of disconnects me from, you know, the functional part of me. Whenever I'm in fear, you know, and that's something for me that happens very quickly, like even talking here on this meeting, you know, part of me, if I was paying attention to my personality, I'd probably be freaking out by now, right? I don't like this. It's not very comfortable for me. But when I'm able to just be present and not focus on that, I can operate in a different place where I'm able to open my mouth and speak and not be worried too much about what I'm going to say. And in a sense, I think what I'm talking about here is like so developing a sense of neutrality. Like, I think this is really interesting to talk about in a sense, because, you know, as an addict, and I guess with any human beings, really, there's a sense that I want to control and manage myself so that I'm presentable to the outside world, so that I don't get criticized, I don't get ostracized, and I'm not in harm's way, basically. And so I would always do a lot of things out there to try and manage that, because I don't like the way that it feels inside of me otherwise. And these days, what I'm able to do is being able to tend to my own feelings, to my own need inside myself, and not involving the outside world. And, you know, I'm able to do that by virtue of having this relationship with the higher power, because, you know, and this is the sense that neutrality, like this big book is promising a few things, which at the end of this meeting we read as part of the format. But for me, the program is saying you're going to grow in consciousness, that growth in consciousness is going to give you a new perspective. And then having that new perspective, new decisions can be made. You can see better, you can see clearer. And from that place, things are a little bit different. And for me, this is really important because, you know, neutrality, like for instance, when we talk about food, food neutrality initially for me was like, I'm acting out in the food and, you know, behaving like a crazy person and eating like all day, every day, constantly, to the point of driving myself crazy. And for me to be able to develop neutrality around that, for me, neutrality really started before I was cleared from the addiction, right? To see, can I be in a place today with myself that when I'm behaving like a lunatic, and I use the expression that says, if I shit the bed, can I be okay with myself? Can I be accepting of that? Can I forgive myself? Can I trust that this situation that occurred in this moment right now is what is necessary to go in the next moment and the next moment? And all that's required of me is to, you know, be tagging along with it. Because if I'm here just thinking, oh my God, I did this and this is not right or whatever, the moments of, you know, unfolding and I'm not there, I'm busy back there trying to change it, trying to do something about it, or I'm going too far ahead, trying to fix it, trying to make it look a certain way. And so this idea that developing neutrality for me, so for anybody, like if you're a food addict, if you're whatever, you know, to see what does it mean to have neutrality? What would it be like to have that sense of acceptance, to have that sense of loving myself, to have that sense of, you know, trusting that actually this is not that this is okay, you can carry on eating or whatever. I'm not talking about that. Just to actually have a sense of acceptance, of trust, of seeing that this is a part of it. Like, you know, this idea that, you know, I'm on a I mean, the sea and the waves are happening the way that they are. And, the more I try to gesticulate to get out of that situation, the more I actually compromise my safety. And for me, being safe has always been a big part of what I needed to ensure. I see that time's up, so I'm going to wrap up. This sense of having safety and making sure that was always okay. Was always a sense that I was relying on myself, on what I knew, on my limited view, on my limited perspective, on my limited capacity. And today I'm able to just see that if I trust myself, if I trust the universe, if I trust the world, if I just trust that this moment is going to lead, whether I like it or not, whether I believe it or not, it is going to lead into the next without my input. And instead of going there, being pulled by my hair, but actually just let to allow for myself to just tag along, knowing that, one way or another, whatever is going on, I'll be able to deal with it. There's this idea that we only dealt what we can cope with. Well, even if I'm dealt something I can't cope with, I'll be able to cope with that situation up to the level that I can put up with it, right? I can always do what I can do, and that's that. And I think for me, this program, and I said that to finish, this sense that if I am willing to be with other people, like in this situation, if I'm willing to share who I am, where I am, as I am in that moment with other people, and that I'm willing to be open and work with other people to share with them what it is that I'm learning, that actually that's all that I need to focus on. The rest is all the way that my mind is trying to understand and somehow control anything. And for me, that letting go, that surrender to just trust that I'm in this process that is life, like human beingness, life being is a process. And am I willing to tag along to just be taken, along the way by this process? Is really all the question that I'm asking myself these days. Am I going towards the light, or am I actually walking away from it? And today, these questions are helping me a lot. So I hope that there was some sense in what I've said, that it helped some of you wherever you are, and I look forward to hearing some of you share. Thank you.